Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Michael Jackson was said today as an answer. That could win. Big. Good stuff. All right. So let's go from MJ to MJ. From Michael Jackson to Michael Jordan and Jalen Hurts. And unfortunately, we don't get an extensive answer here because, or for one thing, Jalen's in the midst of answering a question and a reporter jumps in and kind of like cut off where he's headed. But anyway, Jalen Hurts was asked yesterday about, of course, you know, part of this whole thing is going to be sustaining. You know, he obviously finished incredible at the end of last season. So sustaining it, both him individually and the team. Here's Jalen yesterday talking about trying to sustain things.
Teams will obviously adapt to what he did last year. So I guess how can you guys as an offense kind of adjust to their adjustments?
James, I'm sorry. I told you the wrong one.
You have to pick the poison. And so it's just a matter of going out there and actually.
My fault, James. I'm sorry. I told you. I guess I told you the wrong one. Looking for the first one. My fault.
Anybody, who, quarterbacks in particular, but anybody about the challenge of repeating, doing, winning again. And if so, could you say who and what you've learned and what you want to try to learn about it?
Yeah, I answered that last time. I talked about my conversation with MJ a little bit. And just... Derek Jeter.
So Jeter and Jordan. Now, I wanted to hear a little bit more about the MJ thing. Yes, he did talk about it a few weeks ago, but I wanted more on that. And
you don't get a lot from Jalen.
No, but we got a follow-up question in the midst of an answer about Michael Jordan. I'm like, I mean... But anyway, he obviously could have then thereafter elaborated and chose not to and just went with, you know, Jordan and Jeter. And it's a good group, though. Jordan and Jeter. Not bad.
MJ,
I like it.
MJ.
Yeah.
Just MJ.
MJ. That's first. That's not even first.
That level of familiarity is mind-boggling to me.
Incredible. Jordan's probably the number one athlete that, you know, you'd like to meet. I mean, right?
I mean,
the guy's like a living god.
A consideration.
Pretty impressive for a mediocre quarterback, huh, Joe?
I didn't call him a mediocre quarterback. I called him a mediocre passing quarterback.
I mean, quarterback is included in that, Joe.
Yeah,
your semantics is not working.
All right.
Do you think Jordan's going to make somebody one of his brand people if he's mediocre?
Jordan hadn't really done much in the last 25 years.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's made a lot of money. But
business-wise, I think he knows what he's doing comes to the shoe.
This Jordan guy. Now, who is he again?
This Jordan guy.
Yeah, this Jordan guy. No, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's beyond cool that Jalen obviously has that distinction. And, yes, it does say something that Jordan shows him. Let's get to Ryan in Limerick. Ryan, good morning. Ryan, not ready. Let's get to Rob. He's calling from South Jersey. Hi, Rob.
Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I called in yesterday, and I'm not trying to judge the Phils game by game, but I think we don't really have a choice at this point. You know, last night, I was ripping Boehm yesterday. Nice to see him get the two-out single to take the lead. And then at the end of the game, when I turned it off in the eighth inning, I'm looking at the box score, and I see Taijuan Walker, Joe Ross.
Yeah, I know.
Carlos Hernandez, and I'm like, what are we doing?
Well, and it was close until it wasn't.
Of course.
You know?
And I just look at this team, and I know we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, but do we just overrate the talent and the roster on this team? I think we have. They're just, And to answer the question, it's a very tough question about would you prefer an outfielder or a bullpen piece. But I would lean bullpen only because, I mean, obviously we take both. I would lean bullpen because you have five guys, when healthy, on this in this lineup that make over $20 million a year, but they don't play like JT makes $20 million. Castellanos makes $20 million. You know, I would say Trey, Kyle, and Bryce are the top three hitters on the team right now. And these other guys need to contribute, but it's just, man, in addition to the bullpen guys, you look at 7, 8, 9, and Kepler, like...
It's awful.
It's Whit Merrifield 2.0, and...
I agree.
The other guys that they just can't play. And getting to the deadline, Philadelphia, we are, I think a lot of people admit, we are a knee-jerk reaction city. Mm-hmm. I listen to you guys all the time after an Eagles loss, oh, fire Nick, do this, do that. And most of the time, I laugh. Like, these people are like... It's just the way it is, and, you know, they got to calm down. It is not knee-jerk to say that the Phillies need to make a trade pronto. They can't, if you look at their schedule, Joe, they may not be in this thing on July 31st. They have a very, very tough schedule coming up.
Well, here's what I'll say, Rob. If the World Series were played, like, this month, I would probably agree with you. Make a trade pronto, so to speak. But there is something to be said for they can play better. They will have good, outstanding starting pitching. Will probably keep them in a playoff position. They may not. Don't get me wrong. They may not. But it's not inconceivable that they starting pitch their way to greatness.
It's not, but I look at a game like last night where I really thought they were going to win, and two innings later, it was the game was out of reach. Against a good team, which they're going to face.
I know. And listen, last night was a classic example of not having enough good relief pitchers, and they didn't have any good relief pitchers.
And
that
it wasn't
they used.
Just the bullpen last night, Joe. Because listen,
it was Mick Abel also.
The Cubs are his. Yeah. You know, he struggled with his command, you know, getting out of. But they are on a historic pace offensively. The Cubs, so you know that you got to keep up with them, which they were doing. After Boehm drove in the two runs, they went for 2-for-16 against the Cubs bullpen.
Yep.
That's just not good enough.
Look, the hitters are letting them down than the relief pitchers because the relief pitchers aren't supposed to be that good. Joe Ross isn't supposed to be better than Nick Castellanos. I mean, I need more from like 6 or 7 different hitters. And I agree with you, and you bring up Whit Merrifield because we don't bring him up much. It's like it's gone from Whit Merrifield to Austin Hayes. Yeah. Now, look, Kepler last night did hit a home run, so let's give him credit. But, you know, let's be real. He has been horrendous. All right, Rob, Rob, excellent call. Give me who or what is weird but good.
Has anybody said Lady Gaga yet?
No. It's another pretty good answer.
Really great one.
Yeah. I mean, she certainly... So is it an act or is it real? I'm just asking because acts are acts and
I
then...
Think she's, I think she's pretty authentic. She's very creative.
She's like she's a theater kid.
Yeah.
I mean, she went to like a performing arts high school.
Oh, yeah. Very, very cutting edge in terms of she's going to push the envelope art-wise.
She does. No, she's impressive. There's no question. All right, let's listen to Rob Thompson. The hitting thing just came up. And obviously, it's really, especially lately, it's been a lack of home runs and a lack of extra base hits. And I'd also say a lack of timely hitting. Because they have gotten guys on base, but they just don't drive them in enough. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday.
Without Price, and sure, we're going through a little bit of a slump. Where do you think power can come from this lineup? There's been a lot of singles the last week or so.
Yeah, a lot of singles. Yeah, I think it'll come. I think we're just going through a stretch where we're not getting the ball in the air. We're not hitting the gaps. It'll come. There's more power in this lineup than what we're showing right now.
You know, baseball is a tough thing because, Devin, you brought this up earlier. So it's an everyday thing where the manager has to answer questions after every game. So I don't expect him to give a different answer than, like, it'll come. Like, we'll hit. Because he's not going to say they're not going to. He's not going to freak out. But I will say, after all these years now, it's fair to wonder whether it will happen enough.
Yeah. And to add to that, I mean, I've been in enough pre- and post-games just even this season, for example, with Rob Thompson, to know that he says that, you know, it'll come.
Yeah.
And I feel like we really haven't seen it happen for the lineup as a whole this season in terms of power. Like, we haven't seen them.
We haven't.
Hit the long ball like that. And I know that we complained about, you know, they need to play more small ball, but now it's almost swung in the complete opposite direction. Like, I think a caller mentioned a little bit earlier. Would like to see some more home runs. Be nice.
James, is there a strategic shift that could be made to abandon what they've tried and just go back to being the inconsistent power hitting team?
Yeah, of course. The question is, and what I worry about, is that a lot of these guys are entering their, you know, yeah, early to mid 30s.
Well, that's it's why, like, I don't even know if it is, of
that's
course.
My
I don't
point.
Know that they even have it in them anymore.
They might not be able to. There is a, they can try to hit more home runs. They can try and launch the ball more, but I don't know if it'll be effective. That's the concern.
Let's go around the room. I'm going to give you four or five players. Tell me who you guys have the most confidence picks it up. The choices are Bohm, Stott, JT. I'm putting Castellanos in there. I know, James, you say he's doing okay.
Yeah,
he never walks. Castellanos, JT, Bohm, Stott. Forget the Keplers and all that. I'm going for the guys that are either high-priced or supposed to be young and good. Those four. Most confidence they actually pick it up. John, who do you got? Those four.
Stott.
Man, he is really low on my list. Devin? I'm going Castellanos.
Well, no, I don't even think he should be included in this because he's been one of the most consistent guys this season.
But he never walks.
He's batting like 280 or whatever.
But James, he never walks.
I get it.
And his home runs are lame, meaning don't happen much.
Oh, my God. Now we're critiquing the type of home run.
No, not the type. I'm saying the numbers. I'll look it up. I mean, how many does he have? Seven?
Yeah, I was going to say six or seven.
I think there's only one with double digit, right? That's Schwarber.
Yeah.
You know, when I see Liam, I'm not saying the actual home runs. I'm
just
saying
the amount.
The lack of home runs. Anyway, go ahead. Who would you say?
I'm going to say Alec Bohm.
Well, to his credit, he actually has.
He has been, yeah.
What's he got on base? 21 out of 26 games or something like that?
Yeah, he just hasn't been hitting for power. And given how tall, how large he is, he should be.
Wild.
And that's the frustrating part. So hopefully it.
Seltzer, what's your answer?
Well, Castellanos, because I think that he's been better than those guys, and I expect him to continue to be better. But there has to be more from Bryson Stott than this. There has to be. I don't think he's this bad. He might not be as good a hitter as we hoped he was going to be, but he's not this. He is a better bat-to-ball guy than we're seeing. I expect him to get better.
Okay, and let me just say this on Cassidy before, Ray, we get to you. So he's hitting .287, which is a nice number, obviously. But with the limited walks, his on-base is only .327. I mean, that's not good. And his home runs are six. And we're past the third.
He's not good enough. I think it's just because everyone else has been so bad, it seems. But I agree with you. He has not been close to good enough for what they expect from Nick
Cassidy. Probably on pace for about 16 homers. I mean, all right, Rhea, what's your answer?
Well, I've very little faith in Bohm or Stott. And I think Castellanos has been fine. I just don't need him to try to go for second because he has zero speed. I'll go JT.
Man, I don't even consider JT. Yeah. I don't
just
even consider him.
I expect him to be average. That's how little faith I have in this.
No,
the other
two,
I have no faith. I don't have a problem with Castellanos. I think he's been fine.
It's going to be interesting if Stott's on the team next year. He probably will be because they still control him and all that and try to turn the corner. But and he is good defensively and he's a decent base runner and all that. But man, I mean, the lack of development. God. Ryan in Limerick. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Ryan.
I just had a little comparison I thought of. With Nola, giving him some time off. He's been a workhorse the last, multiple years with the Phillies. But do you think that it could be any comparison with Brett Myers in closing the same year he did that?
Look, I don't think it's impossible, but I don't think the issue is he's got to get his arm right, and I guess it's possible, but it's not – my main concern. My main concern is whether he gets good again. If he gets good, I think he can be a good starter or a reliever. My concern is not whether he can be a reliever. My concern is whether he can be good.
You think that would be this year?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, we've seen players at times hit walls in their career. I mean, Dale Murphy was cruising. He was absolutely, I'm going back 35 years ago.
Two MVPs in the 80s.
Right, wow. Well, he was spectacular. And he got to 398 home runs. And, the Phillies were getting ready to have a, he's about to hit his 400th home run. It's a big deal. And then he just got stuck at 398.
For, forever.
He never hit, literally forever. He never hit another home run. And then they had to cut him. They actually traded him to the Rockies in the 93 spring training. and no one ever heard from Dale Murphy again. Like, some guys just hit a wall. And I'm not saying Aaron Nola has, but let's be real. It's going through all of our minds that there might be significant diminished returns moving forward, that this might just be the new norm, which would really be a shame.
And that's where if he were to go to the bullpen, he could use all that velocity just for one inning compared to, you know, six or seven.
I mean, maybe. But again, I
just can't imagine what that would look like. A different
pitcher,
a different version of Aaron Nola in that capacity.
Yeah, I don't know.
My other thing is we're not winning a World Series with this outfield. It's that simple.
Probably correct, because I do think they will make a change. I don't think it's going to be this for the next 4 to 5 months. I mean, you can't do the Rojas, Marsh, Kepler thing. You can't do it.
Yeah, I'm in favor of moving Harper back. He said he would go back out there.
I'll take freaking Matt Vierling back. And by the way, I'll put Schwarber on now out there. People laugh at me. Use him in left field. Have a different DH. You know, you could acquire any position if you wanted to. You could acquire any position you want. That could be the DH. You can do anything you want.
You think it's possible Schwarber got better at fielding?
No.
He got better at batting?
No, but John, you know I have said, and I've said this for 2 years now, I'll take bad defense from Schwarber and better hitting from someone else as the DH instead of freaking Kepler, Marsh, Rojas nonsense.
Phillies went the farthest in the postseason. This version of the Phillies.
Thank you.
When they had
reset first, and Schwarbs
and
left.
The bad defense and focus on the
Devin.
Offense,
people act like I get 10 heads when I say put Schwarber in left field.
My bigger issue is him getting hurt out there than the defense. One time he played there last year, he got hurt. That's my bigger issue.
You ready for this, James? I'm ready to try.
You know what? I am
to get him hurt,
Joe. I'm fine. If he gets a better bat in the lineup, I would do it. I'm with you now. Like they got a hit.
Because you could acquire someone else who can't play defense.
Get a DH.
Could be a DH.
It's not the ideal move I would make, but I would absolutely make it.
I mean, you certainly could. All right, Ryan, give me an answer. Who or what is weird but good?
Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer.
Yeah, Busey was... So he died, right?
No.
No, he's alive. Stop trying to kill him off.
No, Gary
Busey. Sure about that?
Yes.
Positive.
Yes, Gary Busey's
alive. He's still
alive.
Getting into trouble.
Would you like to bet before anyone looks it up?
No, because now I can tell you're too confident. All right, Salty, what are people saying on YouTube? We get those comments and questions on YouTube. Talk to me. What are people saying today?
Let's start out with Rick, who's talking about the Jalen Hurts thing. He says, I think it'll go game to game. If we need him to run, they'll run him. I think each game will dictate what they do as far as Saquon and Hurts.
Look at that analysis.
Well, nailed it.
You know,
good chance that does happen.
Who would have thought that there'd be strategy in football based on, you know, what's in front of you? But okay, fair enough.
All right. How about...
See how I just dismissed that guy's comment?
Oh, you crushed it. Great job.
It's just dismissiveness.
That jives with Bullyproof Boxing, who says, Joe, Amy from Villanova has clearly not told you to shut up enough.
Well, she certainly finds the... No, it's my sister that finds the Jalen stuff. It just drives her nuts.
And she is correct. Shout out to Nancy. Yeah. Kashif Miller says, Herbert had the number two defense and all these yards and TDs in the regular season, but all of a sudden the playoffs... He doesn't have weapons, and he has 6 interceptions to 2 touchdowns in 2 playoff games in his career.
Look, he's had lame-o playoff performances. There's no question. And I don't think even in the regular season he's that good. I've never been that impressed.
I think he's so overhyped.
He is. He's overhyped. I mean, he's decent, you know.
Well, people are getting out in front of this thinking that Jim Harbaugh is going to have a huge influence in the second year, and they're probably right. They probably are going to be a much improved team, and he will look like a much improved quarterback because he's got a better run game to support him, a better offensive line to block for him. All that stuff does help.
We'll say. I'm not a big believer. I mean, he's not that Jags guy. What's that guy's name?
He's Trevor Lawrence.
That guy stinks.
I mean, do you have Jalen in front of him?
Let me tell you. I think Tanner McKee might be better than Trevor Lawrence.
Wow.
He might be. I think Trevor Lawrence stinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not very impressed.
Keep going.
KUC Express says, I need everyone today to be calling Joe out on his BS.
Nah, come on, man.
People don't like your Hurts takes.
Well, I don't like it. Think I enjoy this?
Yes.
I'm a human pinata for four.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 hours. I know it irritates the audience. I'm not trying to irritate you. All I can do is tell you my honest opinion. It's my honest opinion.
I appreciate the honesty.
And by the way, people act like I say the guy stinks.
Yeah.
I got him as the fifth best quarterback in pro football. I mean, it's absurd.
But the problem is, it's like you don't see the other guys committing these errors, and so you think they're error free.
I do see it. I mean, I just told you, I got Herbert below him. I got whoever below. Although Jaden Daniels, I'll say, may be better. I got to see the guy play more. I mean, he's
going to... Jaden Daniels better than Jalen Hurts?
Absolutely might be. Might currently be.
I hate that take.
And will become better.
I hate that people are calling Jaden Daniels elite already when he's played one season of football.
Well, it happens sometimes. It's rare, but it does happen.
I will say this with Jaden. I think the problem with him is he could get hurt more. He was hurt, you know, last year because of his body type. He's not as strong as
he is. Yeah, he's slight.
Skinny.
He's slight.
Yeah.
And the way he plays the game.
I'm amazed Lamar Jackson's lasted as long as he has. And he's had his injuries, but
he's more sturdy than Jaden.
You know what? Yeah. I was next to him, though, when he was coming out of college. I mean, I don't know how the guy's lasted. I really don't. All right, James, you got any more comments?
One more for John. Josie says, hey, John, Goliath had four brothers. That is why David chose five stones to go into battle with. Wow. I don't know how true that is, but according to Joe C. on the YouTube channel.
I don't know what any of that means.
So was his mother like...
Oh, we're back to...
You're asking, I don't know. I just said I don't know. Joe C. says that. Do you want me to ask Joe C.? Joe C. Was
so
his
there
mother
were five giants?
Wasn't Joe C. the name of Kid Rock's buddy?
I think so.
Yeah.
Rest his soul.
Yeah, he died not long after that whole thing, you know, and then he was dead because he wasn't a healthy guy.
Right, yeah.
All right, time's yours and more calls up ahead next on 94 WIP.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, in white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with a simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
This Gaga?
Yep.
It's Gaga, yep.
Yeah. No, she's great. She never passed Madonna, though, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe,
but I don't think so.
I think quite possibly. I mean,
very similar.
Madonna was so singular in her talent and appeal, and man, she was everywhere with the MTV, with videos, with all that. But Gaga has branched out even farther.
Well, more into movies.
Yeah. With the acting, her talent is so undeniable.
I mean, Madonna had some movies. I mean, she had the...
League of Their Own, Evita.
Her ability...
Oh,
you're right.
She had at least four or five.
Her ability to stay afloat and pertinent was really amazing.
Oh, it was incredible.
But Gaga, she just keeps turning out. I mean...
Yeah, she's something. There's no doubt.
Virtuoso performances, both musically and acting-wise.
All right, time's yours soon. Joe and Hugh, top of the hour. Reminder, Phillies afternoon baseball today. We're going to be down there as a show. You can still win tickets for today's game. You got to give us the best answer for who or what is weird but good. Best three answers today. Those people will all win a pair of tickets for today's game. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, what's going on, man? Eddie. Ed, not ready. Let's go to Doug. He's calling from North Wales. Hi, Doug.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you, and ladies? How you doing today?
Doing well, Doug.
Yeah, all good, buddy.
Good, good. Seltzer, met you at the Goose concert. You were a lot of fun. I met you in the Goose.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yes, they were great, man. Yes, I had a lot of fun at that. Yeah, it's a new jam band called Goose. They played The Man last summer. It was really fun. It was cool. They covered No Rain by Blind Melon.
That was the best.
They covered In Your Eyes by Peter really Gabriel. Cool. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. In Your Eyes.
If you like 30-minute No jams, you know, yeah. Got a little out of hand at some points. But okay. Hey, real quick on the Birds, I feel like they're going to start slow. There's going to be some getting used to the new system and a little bit maybe of a hangover. But I feel like once that happens, they're going to steamroll, and I think they're going to be fine. You know, I have confidence in Vic to put the new pieces together, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, Doug, I said earlier, and I'll say this again, so fine's an interesting way to put it. My guess is they won't have home field advantage and will have to win in the playoffs on the road.
Yeah,
because of their schedule.
Well, they did that last year.
Yes, but they never had to play a game on the road because Washington helped them out. I mean, I'm just saying, I'll use the word concern, that. And Jaws brought this point up the other day. They could go 12-5, and that'd be a terrific accomplishment, outstanding, great, whatever you want to call it, against that schedule. But that's probably not a one seed, and now it's tricky.
Who's really good besides the Lions in the NFC right now?
Yeah, but you just someone will pop up. I mean, we don't know that for sure, but someone almost always does. Especially in the NFC.
Minnesota did last year, right?
I mean, Minnesota.
Right. Yeah, there's always someone. But don't forget the Lions also lost both their coordinators. So on the Phillies, I don't have a lot of hope. Even going into the season, I mean, sometimes the fans are right. And we said coming in, like, what did they do? Max Kepler, you know, and a couple of, you know, and Romano. And losing Alvarado really, I think, everybody kind of.
Huge problem.
To shrug it off, but it's clearly become a huge problem.
No, and listen,
so I'm
there's
not
no
feeling
doubt.
Real great. Here's my only solution. Leading off, Kyle Schwarber batting second, Bryce Harper batting third, Mike Trout. If we can somehow make that happen, is that still possible, or is that really just not going to happen?
I would think it's more possible now than it was a year ago, because even though he's a year older, the Phillies' outfield has gotten exposed.
Yeah, I mean, to the point of absurdity. And a bat. They need an arm, too. I mean, if they can get an arm and a bat and get Nola back to Nola, that's three additions.
Well, so, I'll say, Doug, give me a who or what is weird but good.
I'm going to say this guy's not he's not a put-on. He's really weird, and he's always good, and that's Jeff Goldblum.
You got it, man.
Oh, I love excellent. Jeff Goldblum.
All right, so Seltzer, the Trout thing. How good is he still, and how much money would the Phillies have to pay, and how much money would the Angels have to pay?
That's the big question. I have no idea.
How much money is
in
left?
In terms of, so I don't know exactly, but he signed the contract right after Harper, if you remember. So about 6 or 7 years, somewhere
like 200 million?
Somewhere in that range. Yeah, about 200 million, so it was over 400 million. So I would, you know, it's all dependent about what you want to give up for and what you're willing to take on contract for that type of thing. If they want to give up a better prospect, Angels take on money, all that. He's good when he plays. He just, you know, he missed all of last season practically.
Well, and hasn't played much for like 2 or 3 years.
And he's been hurt this year. He just came back. Yeah. Like, he just, when he plays, he's very good, but he just never, ever plays.
Will he do the Chris Long thing?
I don't think it has anything to do with that. Like, well, I mean, in terms of like contract wise,
the
Angels.
Is no.
And either, yeah, give him like, here's money back. Take my money back.
Yeah. That'd be good. That'd be helpful.
So. It's intriguing, though. I hadn't thought of it in a while.
He makes sense as a right-handed outfield power bat. Like, it does. It's exactly the type of guy they're looking for.
What if the Phils would pay $125 million? Phils pay one. Well, yeah. Phils pay $125 million. Angels, you know, I don't even know what the total is, but Angels.
Owed like $200 million.
But it's also not just.
Million.
It's not just that the paying it. It's the soft cat. You know, the luxury tax thing, and them not wanting to go above in certain
apron.
Levels and all that. You know.
He does check boxes, though.
Big time.
He sure does.
And do they stink again? I haven't followed the Angels lately.
They're bad. Yep.
Well, does he want to be here?
Is he a 10 and 5?
He's an Eagles fan.
Oh, that's a good question.
Can he be traded without his
consent?
Probably
is a 10. I don't know if he probably is.
Probably is.
Yeah, I would think he is. I'll check.
Yeah, he's I think been in the big leagues for 10 years. So, he'd have to okay.
Oh, yeah.
He'd have to okay the deal. Okay.
And you know he would, don't you think?
Well, we don't know that he would.
Yeah, he's well over 10. So.
Yeah, we don't know that he would. All right, let's talk to Neil in Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Good morning, team.
Good, buddy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I think he's definitely in the prop time. Caden Hurts, and with his running, it adds an other element, whether it's a push his scoring touchdown.
Yeah. By the way, Neil, before you keep going, next time you call, love your calls. You got to get whatever's in the background off. Is that a radio or a TV or humans? What is going on?
Here,
I don't even hear anything.
I hear it every call.
It's so funny. It can't hear anything, and yet he hears these little things. Like, you'll hear, like, we'll have a guest on, you'll be like, someone's typing in the background. Yeah. I'll be like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, knock it off.
Sorry, I lowered it.
Thank you. No, anyway. Not lowered. Off.
Okay, off.
Off. Yeah,
I didn't hear it either.
I didn't hear it.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
It's off.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, about the Phillies, I think bring up like I think you know like because I think Crawford got a quad injury right now. I would bring send down Wilson and bring up Raconis and ultimately bring up Crawford when he's healthy. So I would do that, and I wondered what your opinion. Of who already heard us like earlier, Andrew McCutchen, maybe for a deal.
Yeah, that's another interesting name. He's 7,000 years old.
He always gets hits when we play the Pirates. He always gets hits that seem to help them beat us.
It's another. It's a reasonable name.
He's exactly what the doctor ordered.
He'd play left field.
Yeah,
that's what he would do. He'd play left field.
I like him a ton. I love his attitude a ton. I think that's the kind of guy who keeps it a little bit lighter, and that's what this team needs, man. They get too.
That's interesting.
You want to guess how old Andrew? Not that you know. I'm just
37.
38.
Yeah,
38 years old.
I don't care how old he is. I love the fact that he's got a little something special for each
guy as he rounds
the bases. Each
huge fan.
Coach, you know, he's got a special handshake for each guy. He's the kind of guy we need.
And there was a point where he was the best player in the National League.
He won MVP.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he had a thing there.
He still
there.
Has something nifty. He can always get something done. He's not going to make the dumb play.
He got the Pirates to the playoffs. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unheard of in modern baseball.
I'd love to go get him.
Neil, who or what is weird but good?
If it's available, because you mentioned her, but, like, I think with her relationships and the videos and, like you said, with the movies, you know, Madonna, is she eligible?
She's eligible, yeah. So here's my...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think she's less weird.
Well, yes, correct.
She's pretty weird, though.
She was kind of, yeah.
But I think it was an act.
Yeah, it was more just a
shock and awe.
Yeah.
But now it's not. She's officially weird.
I don't know.
Not as weird as some of the other answers. I don't know.
Well, I agree
with
James.
She's weird. Real, really out there.
I don't think so. I think she was calculated.
All right. Well,
100%.
She's lost
you agree,
her mind
Rhea?
Then.
Yeah, no doubt.
Then, I mean, then maybe it's all the success. She's completely out of it.
Well, I mean, she's been, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions, if not billions, for a long time. I mean, she's, I mean, she was famous 40 freaking years ago, 45 years ago. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Okay, saying Jalen Hurts is fifth in terms of quarterbacks after going to the Super Bowl twice, winning once, and MVP is saying that he thinks hammer.
Ooh.
Man, people get so, it's like they get offended. It's okay.
It's pretty pathetic that in the last 12 Philly games, the most exciting thing to happen was the appearance of Sammy the Squirrel.
Well, yeah, there hasn't been much good.
That's or bunts. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say the bunts. That was the most exciting.
Spectacular bunts.
Yeah, they were.
Joe, if you live to be 1,000 years old, you will not accomplish anywhere close to what Jalen has in his life as of right now. Super Bowl MVP, baby. Time's yours.
Yeah, and I don't rank myself in the top five of quarterbacks in pro football. So, you're not wrong.
I'm batting 40 points less than boom. I'm not A-O-A-O-K. I should be in triple A. Dot stink.
Yeah, he's not good right now. By the way, I could accomplish more than another thing about it because I got that thing.
Here we go.
What am I going to do? I mean, if I get president?
You're not going to be president. Mm.
If you get president.
If I had 1,000 years. John, if I had 1,000 years at it?
What are you talking about?
The guy said if I lived to
1,000 years.
The guy said if you lived to be 1,000 years old.
Jalen Hurts has a lot better chance to be president than you do.
He does. He does. I agree with that. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
But James, that's got
call 215-238-2500.
Like you think it just accidentally happened.
What's
like
that?
President.
No, it doesn't actually happen.
You said if I got president.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
I've told you guys the path.
If I just slipped into the president.
I'm going to the House.
The amount.
Then I'm going to the governor's chair.
Time and effort.
Then the cabinet.
And money.
Then the president.
That is required for what you're talking
about. Well, get ready to donate.
I don't have that.
Well, you got more than anyone else here. You play pro football,
bud. I don't have that.
Let's go to the phones. Actually, let's round out the Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two of them. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to, again, be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question for the majority of the season. How would you describe Jalen Hurts' performance in the passing game? Great, good, or mediocre? John, how do you think people vote it?
Oh, good.
It does.
Yeah.
Which gets more, great or mediocre?
Great.
It does. So good gets 66%. Great, which is ridiculous, gets 19%, and mediocre gets 15%. Mm. All right, second poll question. Which is more important for the Phillies to trade for, outfielder or relief pitcher? John, how'd they vote?
This is really, I mean, this is so rough.
That is a tough question, man.
I'm gonna say outfielder wins just because we've been complaining for so long at that spot.
Relief pitcher won, 60%. Which is really saying something considering, I mean, we were 5-for-5 on outfield, but maybe relief pitching won because it was probably the primary reason why they lost last night. Is that a fair statement? And they had, a one-run lead when the relievers went in, and then they lost by, four runs?
Four runs, 8-4, yeah.
And it was just a succession of, guy after guy just giving up runs. It was horrendous.
And it's just the nondescript nature. I mean, look, Carlos Hernandez.
Well, Rob Thompson.
I just don't have any confidence anytime he's in.
Neither does Rob. Period. Neither does Rob Thompson. But he knows there's another game the next day and the next day.
Yeah.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago. You can't, and they are really feeling the effect of Noah Alvarado. You can't use the same three guys every game.
Well, that's the
thing. They're not even that good
right now. We're now to the point where we know when we're trying to win and when we're not based on the relievers in the game.
And I agree with that. And last night I would say it wasn't they weren't trying to win. Last night was I'm trying to hold on.
Yes. And
I'm trying to hold on.
It's disheartening that we're now delineating these things in such a way.
Tyler Banks feels like he pitches every day.
Well, and he's
been good.
He's one of the few guys.
I don't know how he gets out. I watch him pitch, and I'm like, I don't understand how this is not getting hit, but he's doing a decent job. Yeah,
it just really does. Like it's gonna come to an end in a bad way.
I'm getting ready to call up Lidge and Matson. Let's go, guys. You're like 55 years old. Come on back. Mike in Clifton Heights. Mike, good morning.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, best show. I love y'all's show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I don't know how to feel about the Phillies, man. One week we're the greatest team in the world, and the next week, man, we're barely making the playoffs.
Yeah, this is pretty extreme. I mean, to go from the top of the entire league.
Yeah.
All of Major League Baseball.
Look, Mike, I'm going to give you the good news, all right? I still feel pretty darn confident. Not overwhelming, but pretty darn confident that they will make the playoffs. They have better starting pitching than I still think everyone in the National League. I think it will get even stronger as the season goes on. They are still in a playoff spot right now. You know, a team like the Cardinals that are trailing them, not considered a great team. I think they're still going to make the playoffs. And I actually think, as irritating as the hitters have been, I really don't think they can be worse. I think they will, you know, either stay the same or be better. I tend to think they'll probably be a little better. So I do think they will still make the playoffs.
And you know why you're so confident in that? It's because the potential. We know how good they can be. And if they just play like that, you will have no problems at all.
Yeah, I'd even use a different word. To me, it's not about potential. It's about pitching. It's about starting pitching. Look, if they didn't have this starting pitching, they would be screwed.
Exactly.
I'm serious. I mean, for real.
It's more about the bullpen, because the bullpen is that's the main reason why they're losing the game, in my opinion.
Well, it's that in the hitting.
Too cold, but yeah. It's the bullpen.
Bullpen and hitting is really hurting them. All right, Mike, we got to start turning to real fast, my man. You can win a pair of tickets to the Phillies game today. Who or what is weird but good?
Blue cheese.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Blue cheese, he said.
Really great answer.
I don't like blue cheese, but it's a good. I get the answer.
I love it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a little weird.
Love that answer.
Okay. All right. We're turning too fast here. We're looking for a great answer. Gary, give me who or what is weird but good.
Real quick, he ranked Hurts ninth last year, and I had Gallagher.
All right, Gary, we got to move fast.
Gallagher, he said. His answer's Gallagher.
Who the hell's Gallagher?
The comedian
Gallagher?
With the watermelons, the hammer.
Stuff. Yeah.
You don't know Gallagher?
Ain't famous enough. I know Andres Galarraga.
He did exhibition art.
He's pretty famous, Joe.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get a first name or a last name.
The one name guy.
All right, he's not good enough to be a one name guy. Paul in Havertown. Paul, who or what's good? But weird.
Lee Herman.
Ooh, oh, yeah, good. For sure.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah. Now, again, I ding guys a little bit on
Axe.
Funny,
but I was also in fifth grade.
Well, so. I don't worry about that, but Axe, I don't put as much stock in Axe.
Yeah, you want the real person.
Yeah.
I get it.
Because you could say, like,
I think he seemed a tad strange.
A tad strange,
Paul
but
Rubens
not
himself,
as strange
yeah.
as Pee Wee himself.
Yeah.
All right. Look, a lot of big answers. Busey was good. The salt on fruit was interesting. To me, I come back to three megastars. Michael Jackson, Tom Cruise, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I think they're all super weird.
I love those answers.
I am certain that they are all greater at what they're great at than like Gary Busey.
Blue cheese
I love
is
Gary Busey, but I agree
great
with you.
At being great.
Blue cheese is interesting, but not, I mean, salt on fruit. I really wanted to get, Jermaine, I wanted to get you to this Phillies game today, bud, but I think your answer is just a little short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those three are the correct answers.
Because how great would it be, me and Jermaine for nine innings on Jalen Hurts?
For you guys, everyone else, it wouldn't be as great.
Incredible.
Be more entertaining than watching Lizardo give up 17 runs in the first inning.
He's not tipping his pitches any longer.
No, he bounces back
today. We'll find out. Couple hours.
Mm-hmm. All right, we go with that?
Yes.
Michael Jackson, Tom Cruise, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Congratulations to David, Sean, and Rob. All three of you have won tickets, a pair of tickets, to today's Phillies game. Get ready to get down there soon because it's happening in a couple hours. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, abbreviated show into the Phillies game. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.